welcome to the Confused Breakfast Podcast. On this podcast, we review the movies that defined the 80s, 90s, and 2000s for us as kids. But you really can't talk about the defining media of your formative years without talking about the rest of pop culture. So on our mini bite episodes, affectionately known as mini bites, we dive into some other aspects of childhood that must be explored. On today's fun-sized conversation, we discuss perhaps one of the coolest, weirdest, most popular TV shows from the 90s, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. You know it's playing right now.
Yes, my dudes. F yes.
You can't hear that in your headphones?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, it's dope. It's so badass.
But before we get started, we skipped it last episode, and we went in honor of, you know, we did the telephone voicemail call-in, and that's a lot right. of you guys have been calling, and we appreciate it. Keep them coming. Our phone number is 319-804-9596. But on this episode today, we're going to go back to review time. So this one comes from DeFacto TK. It's called Love. As a millennial,
good start.
That's what I said, right? As a millennial, I love this trio's take on the movies of my time. I'm loving these episodes.
Hell yeah.
I think that's good, right?
Thank you, DeFacto.
Yeah, so that actually comes from a guy named Tony. I don't know him too well, but his name's Tony Kuth, I think. K-H-U-T-H. And he started a podcast called DeFacto with Tony Kuth. You should check it out. Definitely some heavier subject matter than we are.
Ooh, I'm
you
down.
Know, with like making fun of old movies and talking about my cock from the last episode, which we said like 87 times, I counted. But Tony's podcast is definitely worth a listen. Just getting off the ground, good stuff. Definitely makes you think. So Tony, thanks for listening. And anybody around here should go check out his podcast as well.
Hell yeah. Have us on, dude.
Yeah,
have us on. We can talk about heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sean. Have Sean on, okay? but today
I have severe emotional problems.
Thank you.
We did not come here to talk about Sean's severe emotional problems. You know about that already.
No, I pay for that.
We are talking about Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And like, I thought this was going to be an easy one, right?
Dude.
I thought like, oh, this would be funny. We'll talk about Zordon and stuff. But there is a lot to unpack when it comes to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It's like they've got this surface that you see, but there's so much under the scenes. If you're not just a true Power Rangers fan, you don't know half the stuff we're about to tell you.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed. But before we dive in, you know, we're going to hook you up with that info and all this cool stuff. But I wanted to talk about this more of how you guys used to watch this. Cause for me as a kid, I used to watch, it was on morning television.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so like junior high going into high school, I'm not a morning person, right? So when I get
junior
up still
high
to
going
this
to high school,
I mean, we'll get there. Power Rangers was like 93.
Yeah,
that was me.
Okay.
So I'm older than you. We've already established this.
No,
remember?
We've already, to rub it in. It's just shocking.
You shouldn't
sometimes.
Have been watching Mighty Morphin Power Rangers as a high schooler.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's what I'm saying. But I am not a morning person. And, especially back in the day, like I would get up, my mom would wake me up and I would go downstairs like a zombie with like a blanket. And then I would just go back to sleep on a couch.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, like it's 100%. the second tier. Like, okay, I'm out of my bed.
You got up at least.
And my mom would turn on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I got to watch the full episode while I kind of went in and out of sleep. And then I would eat my chocolate Pop-Tart that I had every morning and a glass of milk. Yeah. Chocolate Pop-Tarts.
S'mores or just chocolate?
Regular chocolate Pop-Tart.
Okay.
Toasted, of course, not cold. Ugh, no, why would you eat Pop-Tarts cold?
Not a barbarian.
But that is how I spent my mornings for years, is watching the original three seasons of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on television before I went to school. How about you guys?
I think mine was like after school mostly, and being 93, what'd you say, 90?
Started in 93, yeah. And I mean, then syndicated for a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
That.
I mean, yeah, I probably got reruns maybe because maybe I watched it when I was a little kid, but I'm not cognitive of it. I remember getting home from like elementary and everything like that to watch it. And I got all the toys. I got, you know, the White Ranger and everything like that. I got My brother was red. I was the blue one.
Yeah, the nerdy one.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yep. And then, you know, I grew up and he grew out of it. And I'm like, I'm obviously the red.
Yes, because they're interchangeable.
I am the alpha Tyrannosaurus Rex. 100%. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I remember loving it. And my mom is really the one that like makes me remember this nostalgia of it. She's like, you watch it all the fucking time, I'm telling you. And I'm like, I
don't remember.
I don't really remember, but like rewatching it, I'm just saying to myself, yeah, okay, I guess I do kind of get that I watch it a lot. But yeah, so I loved it back then. Well,
and my parents actually being good fans of the show, Rick and Sue Schulte, how are you? They love the podcast. Uh-huh. I think they like hearing our discussions about this sometimes better than because they're seeing it from a different perspective. Sure. Right. I'm seeing the like the Ninja Turtles ones, for example, where I saw that as a kid and my dad took me to it, but my dad remembers it a different way. Like, I took you to it. And he even told me, he goes, I was nervous that your younger brother was like really not going to like it because it was kind of a scary movie, but he's like, cause you were there and you're the older brother. And it's cool hearing those different perspectives, like you said, from your mom.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about you, AJ?
Well, I remember, I think, I feel like it was more of a Saturday thing for me. Saturday more mornings, you know, the wake up late kind of vibe and stuff like that. I think that's kind of when it was on. And it was on, what was it, like Fox Kids or something like that.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. And like, that's really when I really took off with it. But I remember watching it and man, I did all the stupid stuff that stupid kids do and they put their hands up and say,
Morphin time, Tyrannosaurus. I'm the red one.
I'm the red.
No, Tyrannosaurus.
And like
you're Kimberly. No one knows you're Kimberly.
You wear a skirt. Can I be yellow? Well, that's girl. Because you thought that was a big deal back then, and because you're a kid, and
it's all about this whatever Starburst you prefer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's basically it.
Everybody knows red's best, so it's, I mean, it's fun. It's,
yellow's best, but that's fine. No,
they didn't have an orange ranger, so.
That's a different episode.
You guys are all like both looking at me like you're a fucking psycho.
Orange.
Orange.
So yeah, I really dug the Orange Ranger and it was like Saturday kind of thing, and like they usually did like a couple episodes in a row, and then you know, we watched it, and like I would take any opportunity I could to watch the Power Rangers. And then like then when it kind of started, like obviously we'll get into it, but like, you know, the movie happened. And then, of course, like they started in like the new series of it, and it was like a whole big shift, and it felt like my fallout of the Power Rangers.
You were too
old
for it at that point.
Yeah, when it transitioned into these new different types of Rangers, I almost kind of fell out of it.
So you can watch. I actually just, in preparation for this, this is how much work we do for you guys. Like, I spent hours watching some old Power Rangers episodes.
You poor soul.
Dude, you can go. Season one is on Netflix original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
I mean, no crap.
No crap, no shit. And season two and three is on Amazon Prime. You can buy each episode. But
nice.
I watched, I mean, there's like 80 episodes in season one. So I still picked and chose, whatever. But did you guys get to rewatch any episodes in preparation for this at all? Did you do any internet watching? Because it was very shocking to me to have not watched this for about 20 years and then go back and watch it.
I watched a little bit. I was more scenes.
Yeah.
I found like YouTube stuff.
Best scenes or something.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. And so that's Morphin really what time. I saw. Like, best, like some of the best like fight scenes are the monsters that they did and that Rita put out there.
Rita Repulsa.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I got to say, I didn't really watch, I kind of the same thing. I mostly watched like documentary footage and stuff that of just like behind the scenes and stuff like that. I did watch, the first pilot episode in full. And I got to say, I don't know why they even needed to make any other episodes because there is everything in the first episode.
If you saw the first episode, you've seen them all.
I was amazed, man. Like they set everything up so perfectly. They said they got all the characters, and like they, you know, they got all the characters because whenever someone entered the room, they're like, "Oh, hey, Kimberly. Oh, hey, this. Oh, hey, that." They said their name just so the audience knew, you know. And then Zordon and C-3PO, whatever his name is.
That's good enough. Good enough.
Like it was like such a good pilot. I was amazed, and it made me want to watch more. I just didn't have time. But so
we'll talk about why that was such a good pilot. But I have two notes upon rewatching that I just wanted to say. Number one, lots of hi-yahs. Like more hi-yahs in the history of any film or any, like if you hated Three Ninjas because of how many hi-yahs there were, this is not the television for you because it is over the top. And number two, I just said, this is such a loud show. Like just everything is super loud and just blah, which I don't know how I was sleeping on a couch when watching this in the morning. But we're gonna try to break this down a little bit to you, because I mean there is a lot more than meets the eye on this one. We're gonna put them into some sections, and I think some of the details on the show are definitely gonna blow our listeners' minds. So we'll start with the history kind of on the Power Rangers in those first three seasons, which I think is what most people know. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers is what it was called. It's an American superhero children's television series that premiered on August 28th, 1993 on the Fox Kids programming block. Now, you said that, AJ. This was probably one of the most popular blocks of children's television ever. I mean, you had X-Men animated series, which is one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely one of the best. You had Bobby's World, Batman animated series.
One of the best, man.
Yeah. All those are great. Bobby's World's great.
Totally. Batman. You had Animaniacs, Goosebumps.
Oh, man.
When the Goosebumps started going to like actual video like series. You had all of that. So like the fact that the Power Rangers was probably almost the king of that block really tells you how popular it was.
Yeah.
But the show, this is where things blow my mind. This show was adapted stock footage from the Japanese television series called Super Sentai. They basically just took footage from a show called Super Sentai, and then they just said, well, we want to make it American, so we'll reshoot, we'll like make up new storylines and reshoot American culture to then conform, to then take all the stuff we've already made and then just put it into American culture.
Really?
So everything where they are Power Rangers was already filmed, and it's already from another show.
Wow.
And the only things that they filmed were the scenes where they were teenagers without their stuff on.
Seriously.
It's insane, right?
How much of the show was like that? Like
half the show was Power Ranger stuff, and like
so like the full running series was just like this.
Yeah, the entire series. It was three full seasons, 145 total episodes.
Right.
And essentially what you get to realize is that they used the same footage just over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
The same scene over and over and over.
They Kung Fu hustled it, man. Like it's kind of a feat, but you can tell like between filming styles, like an American the way that they film is
totally.
Like it has more of like a TV look to it, and then the fights they look like a Godzilla movie. They look like they're
completely
in suits and everything like that, and it looks like a film because I'm sure they shot on film, and I think they did, in a different a frame rate, I guess. Whether as the American version, where they're just, the bullshit teenage, I like you.
I'm at the max.
Yeah. That was probably filmed at a kind of like a more of a higher frame rate to like get TV standards, but it was, very interesting kind of stuff.
I never, ever noticed that. In fact, to the point where the action scenes that were from Super Sentai series, that where the Rangers are fighting monsters and robots, they're English voice dubbed over it. So like Rita Repulso, was not speaking English. Someone was just dubbing a voiceover. How they would like get in their machine, they'd be like, we're going to do cool stuff, and they'd have their arms going
super
crazy,
super hand motions.
It was just all overdubs from this scene. So like many of Saban Entertainment's previous ventures, where they try to localize Japanese television to Western audience, everything was changed, like character names, plots. Everything was just changed. The American arm of Bandai, which produced the Sentai shows and manufactured his toys, they were the ones that like had to brainstorm to be like, we need a name for it, and they came up with Power Rangers and the specific show. And then Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, evoking the transformation sequences. The meeting also brought up the term Zord for giant robots. To invoke both the sword that the Megazord carried and the dinosaurs that were the team's theme. Like they just watch this footage and go, all right, so those are called, we're just going to call those Zords, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Hear me out, bro.
Yeah.
Power. Zords. Power. Just imagine, like, power's a good word.
Power
Rangers,
strong.
Like, one with nature.
They're like in the forest and stuff like that, right?
Like Army Rangers.
Yeah, exactly. They're patrolling for evil, right?
Powerful.
Yeah.
They're powerful.
Cool, dude.
Fucking dinosaurs and shit, bro. Fuck, man.
You want to put dinosaurs? Yeah, they are dinosaurs.
Fucking Stegosaurus, dude. Get the fuck out of here.
But that was the type of shit that just didn't make sense upon looking back. Like the Yellow Ranger in Super Sentai was a male,
okay.
Which is why the Pink Ranger has a skirt,
yes.
But the Yellow Ranger doesn't.
Oh my God.
Is because the Yellow Ranger was a male in the original Super Sentai series. Weird. But then in America, they're like, well, let's do a girl. And then they still had to use the stock footage that came to them. So that, upon looking back, it's crazy. And like I said, it did three full seasons of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers until 1996, 145 total episodes, which is, I mean, I think what we're really trying to focus on today and what people remember most, but in case you have never seen this show, I mean, there's essentially five teenagers that get chosen by an interdimensional being called Zordon, which we will get to. And when they morph, the Rangers become powerful superheroes wearing color-coded, skin-tight spandex suits and helmets. The morphed Rangers generally possess enhanced strength, durability, agility, and combat prowess. Some possess superhuman or psychic abilities, such as super speed, element manipulation, extrasensory perception, or invisibility. In addition, each individual ranger has a unique weapon, as well as common weaponry used for ground fighting. When enemies grow to incredible size, as nearly all do, rangers use individual zords that combine into larger megazord.
Why isn't there a male enhancement drug called Zord? Yeah. Or Megazord?
Megazord.
I want that so bad.
Megazord is the XL version.
It's like, it's just so, like, you know, you just watch this as a kid, we're like, yep. But then, like, you just read it or hear about it, and you're like, what the fuck?
Totally right. You are totally right. Like, you're
Wait,
just,
what?
Again, to quote Tron Prior, you're just saying words. Like, you're just putting sentences together in
What
syllables.
Should we call this? And then,
fucking Zord.
Zord.
Like, fucking Zord.
Zords. Like Megazords.
But our main interdimensional being's called Zordon. They're like, I know.
And our bad guy grows into a big Megazord. Dude.
Megazord. Zordon will get it because it's his name. Get it?
He invented it, fuckers.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking dope as shit.
So you can't talk about this amazing series without actually talking about the characters.
Yes.
So AJ is going to break it down on characters, your favorite characters.
All right. That's right. So I have to start with who is essentially the leader. Now, it's not the green. It's the red.
Well, some would argue.
Okay. Some would argue. Some would argue. Okay. And I've got my qualms with the Green Ranger. Okay.
But I do too.
We'll get there.
I fucking sure Tommy. Do. Brother.
Tommy. God, he's such a badass. God, he's just
he's
doesn't
so
answer
good
to
looking
anyone.
Too.
I don't know. Jason Lee Scott. He's the Red Ranger. Jason, the Red Ranger.
Yep.
So they say briefly like the second in command, but he's the leader of like the five.
He's a T-Rex, man.
Yeah,
he's the T-Rex.
T-Rex is always gonna win.
Yeah. Exactly. So thank you. And so Tyrannosaurus, Dinozord, and the Red Dragon Thunderzord, as they were called. So, but yeah, Jason Lee Scott, he's actually a martial arts guy.
I guess. I think they all kind of
were. They had some, maybe a little bit of background.
Yeah, well, some of them did because like some of their characters were supposed to have backgrounds in martial arts fighting, and some weren't. Like the Blue Ranger was just like the nerdy guy that didn't really know how to fight, but becoming a Power Ranger, right. He then had skills, or something like that.
Yeah, so he's the main protagonist in the first season, really, and then he became the Gold Ranger later. I read.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know if I ever got that far in the series, guys. I'll be honest with you. Okay. So
yeah, you had other things to do.
You had other things to do.
You know, like see girls and
play football. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Billy Cranston. Billy Cranston was the Blue Ranger and the Blue Ninja Ranger. He's the longest lasting member of the original team. He wields the Power Lance, pilots the Triceratops Dinosaur, and the Unicorn Thunderzord. My favorite, though, this is why I liked him the most in the movie, was he was the wolf.
Okay.
Did you know that he also then, after Power Rangers, went on to be the drummer of Kings of Leon?
What?
No, but he sure looks like it. Look at him in the face and you're like, are you the drummer for Kings of Leon?
We just have to like tell each other one line during the show.
I believe anything you guys say.
Like one time in each episode, there'll just be a bold-faced lie.
Lay where you're laying.
David Yost, he's actually from Iowa. He's from Council Bluffs, Iowa.
That's right.
That's where we
dirty old river town
record our podcast is on the other side of the state. Yeah. But, you know,
Council Bluffs,
Iowa boy. Yeah. And then I suppose, I'm going to say Kimberly Hart. Okay. Kimberly.
Uh-huh. Pink Ranger, baby.
Let's get it out of the way, guys.
All right.
Crush.
Hanopasan.
Crushing hard.
You bet.
Something about that skirt, that mini skirt.
It just changes the vibe a little bit, right?
You know, definitely something.
Like you're a badass chick, you're fighting fucking interdimensional beings, but you still got that skirt on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something about them ears too, right?
She got like with the helmet?
They
had ears?
Yeah, they're nice, right?
Oh, I didn't
see
that.
She's got nice ears. You're right. Okay. Yeah, good ears. Yeah. Good ears. I can't tell from the helmet. Good ears.
Yeah, good ears.
Good ears, kiddos. Amy Jo Johnson.
They're really nice.
Shut up, Canadian. Sean. Let the man finish.
I wanted to see what the... All right.
She's had a pretty decent... pretty decent amount of like roles, like secondary roles
more
and stuff.
Than anybody probably she so. Actually did the most I yeah, would say
her and the guy who played Zach
yep
also he went on, he had pretty decent like acting career beyond yep. this too, but yeah, she was the Pink Ranger, so she had the bow, the pterodactyl, the crane later
pterodactyl.
On the pterodactyl though, she was the flyer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought that was pretty baller.
Aerial tech, the Air Force.
We all know, though, yeah, like everybody had the crush on the Pink Ranger. Everybody wants to eat pink Starburst. We get it, Sean. Okay. So that was the thing. So
I can taste it now.
I can taste it now. And then Trini Kwan was the Yellow Ranger, the first Yellow Ranger. She had the Power Daggers. And pilots a saber-toothed tiger dinosaur.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thuy Trang, I believe is how you say her name, but she is actually, she's passed away since.
She got in a car accident. She was in a car accident. Very, very young. Yeah. Kind of sucks.
Yep. So yeah, she passed away as 2001.
RIP Sabretooth.
RIP. So, and then last of the original five was Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor is played by Walter Emmanuel Jones. And again, I think he had probably one of the more prolific like acting careers of the original five. Right.
Yeah.
He had a lot of side gigs, a lot of TV spots, a lot of stuff like that. He was considered like the second in command though on the team. And he had the axe, which I thought was badass. Yeah. I thought the axe was really freaking cool.
Was he not in the Cosby Show?
The Cosby
Show. Did you see his credits at all?
Yeah, he's been in a lot of stuff though. He's been in Family Matters,
okay,
Step by Step, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Moesha, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, NYPD Blue, CSI.
Gotcha.
I mean, he honestly maybe more than Kimberly.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was what he did. He was the Mastodon. Yep. He had the Mastodon.
Fucking hell yeah.
So. Dude. And then last but not least, guys, we have Tommy Oliver.
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy. Who is your favorite then? As I'm getting to Tommy, you seem like you're a Green Ranger.
I think I do like the Green Ranger. And I think if you polled general population, I think most people consider the Green Ranger one of the popular ones.
So the Green Ranger also later became the White Ranger.
Because yep. he lost his powers.
Dagger. He had the dagger flute, and they basically pulled Godzilla from the fucking...
Then he became sexy, though.
Yeah. Dude's the White Tiger.
He's a musician.
He's a musician. So, well, he was kind of an interesting character. They like, when the second season came around, this is when they really started to shift a lot of focus to him, and they started to, like at one point... He was like, he came in as a leader. He had the gold,
yep.
armament whatever shoulders.
If you are going to go back and watch on net, if you have Netflix, I recommend watching the first episode.
Okay.
And then there's a 4-part series of the Green Ranger how he gets introduced and Rita Repulsa makes him a bad ranger, evil ranger.
See, that's how I always remember.
And that's the flip. But then throughout that 4-part episode, he flips to be a good guy.
Okay.
And out of her spell or whatever. That's definitely how I remember
that's
it.
That's how I remembered him. That's what I was going to say. Is like, I always remember the reason I didn't like him was because I thought he was a bad guy for the longest time.
Don't be a bad guy, bro.
I felt like apparently I just kept rewatching this 4-part series a lot. You know what I mean?
You're at the mercy of television.
Yeah, it's just like, I was like, I guess I just got to watch this and then they're just going to show me in right order. And no, I kept watching him be a bad guy and he was just fucking those dudes up.
It's like every time I come to AJ's house and I just walk into the living room and it's always the dinner party episode of The Office on.
Correct.
It's only that.
It's only that.
Repeat, dude. There's more episodes you can watch. No, there's not.
No. This is where it really takes off.
I didn't see the rest of it. I'm going to start over.
But he wields the dragon dagger and that's what calls up his Zord. From the I can never remember
it's
the
a weird song
Ocarina of Time song he plays
the Dragon Zord, right?
Yeah, the Dragon Zord. Yeah, and he also had like the he was the White Ranger. Then after that, he had the Tiger Zord.
Yeah,
I guess
so.
Yeah.
Dope.
So dope. And like I say, you know, I know we'll get to it later, but a big part of my my Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was the movie, the ninjas, man.
Yep, same.
And those ninjas were badasses. And Tommy, he's played by Jason David Frank. And Jason David Frank is actually like an MMA fighter.
Now he is?
He was. I think he had a short stint. It was like he was back in like 2010. And he had this like, he did fight professionally. He was an amateur. He had one fight. He won it. And then I think he just capped off. Mm. So that's what his record is.
He's 4-0. You're right. He was amateur 4-0 and then he won one record professional and quit. Yeah. Come out on top, baby.
He just can't. Yeah, he was just like, fuck it, I'm out. He's like, that's it for me. I did it. Yeah, you can't fucking mess with the Green White Ranger.
I've always said if I ever get a hole in one in golf, I am the fuck that's off done. That course and I am done. I just beat this game.
Deuces.
I am not playing again.
Oh, did I break it? Yeah, I think I did break it.
Oh no, what does that mean? Oh no. What's 1-0 mean?
Is that good?
Is that okay?
So I have 100%. Okay.
So and he did some acting beyond this and everything. But you know, most of these guys, they're also noteworthy from, you know, like their time as a Power Ranger. It's kind of like the kid acting almost vibe. You know what I mean? A lot of them like went on to just pursue other things. Like I feel like Billy is like a lawyer or something like that. And like say, he's a MMA fighter. Some of them kept acting but I don't know if there'll ever be a time that you'll ever not know them as them. It's I don't know.
I'm sure they all get together like whenever this whole bullshit is over, like once a year at a convention and sign autographs together and have a good time probably, you know?
Absolutely.
And that probably makes them a little bit of money too.
Yep. I'm sure they've got some royalties coming to them, right?
There, no, I actually don't. I'm actually trying to look this up. I read a lot of...
They're all dead?
No. I read a lot of shit where like they had terrible hours. They were not making a lot of money. Right. They were just getting used on this show. They signed some really bad contracts. I know that this show definitely gets a lot of like... Looking back on it, like a little bit of racially tone deaf.
Racially tone deaf.
There's some just like blatantly obvious choices that have been made and said like, yeah, this is what we do. And I know that they like relentlessly teased Billy.
Yeah.
Because his character was homosexual or he was,
well, I believe
as
he,
a person.
I believe he as a person came out.
Yeah, he came out, but they like gave him a bunch of can't do that.
There was a lot of flack thrown around, and I don't know, some of his co-stars were, you know, in his corner and everything, but there was a lot of stuff around the set, I believe, actually with him, you know, coming out like that or whatnot, and they teased him about it, like he got like flack thrown about it and stuff like that.
That's funny because they're working on a show called Power Rangers.
Yeah.
and you're not one of the Power Rangers.
Right.
So what do you have anything to
what
say?
What do you got to yeah. say to you're, a Power Ranger?
You're doing sound for the show Power Rangers.
Yeah.
shut the fuck up.
Well, and that's the thing is like, you know, if as you dive into that, there was, it's like you said, like racially tone deaf, it's like sexual orientation, things like that. It dove like very deep.
The Black Ranger, the Yellow Ranger, the Pink Ranger.
That was a thing.
Well, and despite the show's massive success, the actors were only earning $600 an episode. None of the kids had agents.
Yeah.
Wow. And like things got so dire that they couldn't meet resolutions. And three of the actors were replaced midway through like the second or third season. Cause they just like, Red Ranger being one of them.
Yeah.
They were just like, fuck this. Like, I can't. $600 an episode on one of the most popular shows of all time.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it's true. I mean, when you don't have, that's why agents exist, I guess. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. That's so crazy to think about, you know, and you, if let's take it back if we were a kid. And you're like, $600?
And I get to be a Power Ranger?
Oh my God. Like, that's so much money. You just make that for just being a Power Ranger and fighting evil?
Cool.
And just fucking up putties?
Actually, we're not going to put you in the suit because we already have that filmed.
Yeah, actually, you won't do anything.
That's imported from China, Japan. Yeah, it's fine.
It's technical. Yeah. And we just play the same thing over and over.
Your face.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, I think many people are like us in that they didn't go much past the original first three seasons. Yeah, but I mean, it became a cultural phenomenon and it continues to this day. And I know, Sean, you did some research kind of beyond those first three seasons then, like, I educate did. Us.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I kind of just have like a list breakdown of what happened after. So, I mean, the success of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the three seasons, morphed into Mighty Morphin Alien Rangers.
Well, of course.
Power Rangers Zeo.
Yeah.
Power Rangers Turbo. Power Rangers in Space. Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, because they didn't make it back.
Good God.
Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue. Power Rangers Time Force. Power Rangers Wild Force. Power Rangers Ninja Storm. Power Rangers Dino Thunder. Power Rangers SPD. Power Rangers Mystic Force. Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. Power Rangers Jungle Fever. Power Rangers RPM. Power Rangers Samurai, Power Rangers Super Samurai, Power Rangers Mega Force, Power Rangers Super Mega Force, Power Rangers Dino Charge, Power Rangers Dino Supercharge, Power Rangers Ninja Steel, Power Rangers Dino Super Steel, Power Rangers Beast Morphers, Power Rangers Dino Fury, movies. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, 1995. Let's dive into that, bitch.
So, I mean, that might be like the end of it for most people, right?
I think
from what they remember.
That's pretty much it.
It's like, so generational, you know, like just to speak to like all those things that you just listed, all those versions. I don't know, like, how could there be, like, one person who just, like, you know what, we're going to get a call about it, and we're going to find out who that is, but how can there just be that one person who sat through all these different versions and watched all this and was just like, hell yeah, fuck yeah, new version.
Oh, they're aliens now.
Hell yeah, dude. Now they're in space. Now they're in the jungle. Now it's Neo Geo.
This is a huge deal to it. People love Power Rangers.
Yeah. I just feel like it's so generational. Like it's like 3 years past and there was like a new, you know, age group grows out of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like age group grows out of it. Let's start a new one. It's almost like they had their timing with it.
That's actually very true to me.
You know what I mean?
No, I think it's huge in Japan too. So I think they continue making these shows exactly how they made the 93 version. Like it's probably only just because it's like probably so cheap to not like, we don't even have to do action scenes.
Yeah.
We just have to do the bullshit like cafeteria scenes.
So,
you know,
here's what's super weird in the world. Okay. So in Japan they make Super Sentai. And then they say, well, we're going to take this and we're going to transform it into American culture and create this brand new thing using what we've already made. And we're going to overdub Rita Repulso's. But then Power Rangers becomes so popular in America that Japanese culture wants it.
Yes.
So then it goes back to Japan, where then Rita Repulso is overdubbing the lines that she originally said that is now in English from another actor back to Japanese. And nobody gives a fuck. They're like, I've already seen this.
God.
But now there's American teenagers.
Because you need to listen to a voice that's like this. Oh, my pretty.
Now, I was going to say, on these episodes, we usually like to like bring up that we want to be the overdub person of like, look out, kid.
Yeah.
We would kill to do a show like this.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want the voice actor part for Rita Repulsa? I mean, you would die. You wouldn't have a voice chord in the entire world left. But
do you know how amazing it'd be if they just said, okay, Sean, okay, I know you're a great actor.
Yeah, sure.
So what I want you to do is we're not even going to give you the audio. I just want you to watch this person's mouth move.
Okay.
And then here's the lines. And then I want you to go in the studio and say these words over the top of it.
Okay.
be amazing.
You're just going to press play or?
And yeah, we're just going to hit, we're going to hit record and then you just go for it.
Okay. I think I'm ready.
How good of a job would that be?
I take $600 for that per episode.
Could you imagine just being the what was the name of the fucking R2-D2?
Dude, who
Alpha
was it?
Five.
Alpha 5.
Alpha 5.
Could you imagine you're a struggling actor in LA and they're like, okay, you got to pretend like you're a robot, but we need to hear what you say. So you have to be a human. And you just have to say, I a lot of times.
Yeah. You know those inflatable men that are outside of cellular center stores and stuff like that?
That's it.
Do that.
Wacky flailing inflatable tube men. Exactly.
My father owns a store.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There is a lot of there's a lot of random characters on here, though. Bulk and Skull. Remember those guys?
I thought for sure that I recognized those guys from something else, that they went on to something else.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Not
right?
a thing.
Okay, good.
Nope.
Yeah. I've got to say, they're just there for some sort of mild comic relief for the American version because
that's really all it is.
Because they weren't super villains, they weren't creatures or anything. They just got into these stupid kind of schemes. And then they found themselves getting eventually maybe they got in the middle of the putties and the Rangers and
at one point.
They need to be rescued, but you don't want them to get rescued. They're the most throwaway characters I think that could have ever existed.
But they just needed to fill some time.
Yeah. They're just and then they just always put on that same background. Come on, Skull. It's so terrible.
It really was. It was just watching back. I don't know how I watched it because I watched 7 episodes. Of season 1, and half the episode is the exact same stuff.
Yeah.
It's the 5-minute long sequence of the Megazord coming together. Yep. Yeah. And it's the same thing every time.
It's insane, man. You only need that pilot. Watch that fucking pilot. You will sweat your ass off. You will feel all the feelings you need to feel if you watch that first episode.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
And then you can move along with your life.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend going back and watching some of this.
At least a little bit.
What do you guys remember about the movie? Because that's where I had it on VHS, the clamshell VHS.
Same.
Had the White Ranger at the forefront, like all 90s slasher movies did. Had the one character in front, and then they all V'd out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Scream.
Faculty vibes.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Had that on it. Me and my brother watched that over and over and over and over again.
What was his name? Ooze, Ivan Ooze.
Ivan Ooze.
And he kind of took over Rita Repulsa.
Yeah.
And then Goldar was still kind of there, but that was such a weird thing. I think we had mentioned another thing when we've originally talked about Hocus Pocus, I think we even made a reference to the Ivan Ooze and you drink the ooze.
Yeah,
right? Didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah. The kids all being zombies.
Yeah. And there were some very creepy aspects to this.
Yeah, the purple eyes and shit on all the adults.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I just saw a meme recently too that said just when you thought 2021 couldn't get any worse, and it was the egg coming out of the sewer in the claw hand for Ivan Ooze comes out of.
Well, it's basically the whole movie is Batman Returns. It's with the Penguin. That's all it is.
What do you think the IMDb rating is on Power Rangers movie 1995? I just looked it up.
Great.
You think so? IMDb.
4.7.
AJ?
I'm going to go 8.5.
Wow.
5.3.
Oh, damn.
The same as Three Ninjas, everybody. Oh, wow. So,
Rangers Ninjas, you just can't go.
Yeah.
The more high yas you have in the movie, the less your IMDb score is going to be.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I like. But how cool was it when they became the ninjas?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It's dope.
Right? I mean, that was pretty rad.
Yeah. I haven't seen the movie in forever, but
I haven't either.
I really enjoyed it back then for sure. I mean, and then they did kind of a sequel in 1990. So that was 1995. They did that movie. Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, came out in 1997. Never saw it.
No.
Okay. Power Rangers 2, 2017. Gentlemen?
Apparently just put out a movie that we have never seen. No.
I've seen it.
I did watch it. Yeah. I did watch it.
5.9 on IMDb. It's not a little bit better.
It's not bad, but it's not memorable.
No. I remember having a good time watching it in the theater.
Yeah.
And that's really all I care about.
Elizabeth Banks is Rita Repulsa.
Right? Yes. Isn't that? That's great casting.
Bryan Cranston is Zordon?
Yeah.
All right. I want Bill Hader's Alpha 5.
Yes. Dude.
Okay. All right. I think I'm in.
It's not bad whatsoever. I had a great time watching it. Bryan Cranston is good.
It's one of those things that like that movie, it was good. It was a fun watch. It was a little bit more raw, a little bit more like today's like kind of like your Outer Banks kind of vibe, you know, for your
kids. Have you watched that yet?
Outer Banks, no.
Have you watched Outer Banks yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
And like, so a little bit like rough around the edges, like, you know, kids who don't want to go to school, that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But no, like, it was a fun watch, though. It's a good take on, it's a good refresh on our childhood memory.
I've only seen it the one time in theaters, and it was a good time, man.
I'm going home.
I recommend watching it.
Yeah. Totally. I'm going home right now to watch it.
And as far as we know now, we have Untitled Power Rangers film reboot to be announced.
Jesus.
So you may be hearing about that just now, so you're welcome.
I don't know about you, but I've always wanted to know, I wanted a prequel of how the dinosaur robot Zords were made.
Ooh, yeah.
Because they were clearly already in the Earth.
Yeah.
They were already there.
Yeah.
Pterodactyl comes out of the fucking volcano, which is like they're in LA. They're like, where'd that volcano come from?
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Hey, where's that volcano? Holy shit. There's a volcano over there.
What do you mean? Where's a volcano?
Yeah. How come every once in a while there's like a 200 foot tall, like weird dinosaur, the guy.
You
thing?
See that too? Yeah.
You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
How much damage is done
in this
same city?
Same city, dude. And they just don't give a fuck.
What's it called? Like Pleasant Valley or something? Yeah. And you're just like, this is just something that everyone deals with on a regular basis, but no one else in the world does.
It's like derechos, dude. Like only certain places to deal with derechos, dude. They don't even report it on the news anymore.
No, it's just not that big of a deal. Like the first time it was like, there's this fucking big ass robot looking thing.
We've seen it, Cliff.
Yeah. It's like, and then they're like, this isn't news anymore. It's like, are you new here? Like what the hell?
This is bad.
Like, Do they have certain exclusive insurance like available like in that area for that city? It's just like, yeah, you got Megazord coverage, so this will all be
good. It's fine.
You'll be fixed next week. They have exclusive teams that come out in this stuff.
Really high deductibles.
It's actually really genius because I just watched Purge the election year for some random reason yesterday.
Okay.
And they have Purge insurance.
Okay.
That's a thing you can buy.
Okay.
And the one guy didn't get it.
He didn't get it.
That's why he's protecting his storefront.
We're not too far off, you know?
I didn't get the insurance plan.
They're going to cancel us and they're going to cancel Power Rangers here soon. I guarantee it. They're coming.
They're coming for you.
Oh, they're coming for it.
Well, that's all we got for our mini bite here. I just, again, season one is on Netflix. I'd say you just watch it for the nostalgia purposes of it. It's not 100%. Great.
See how far you can make just it and try let us to, know.
See what you can do.
Watch the pilot, man. I'm telling you, I was fucking fired up for real.
It was good.
It's a good pilot.
And then you'll go about four or five episodes, then you'll get to the four-part Green Ranger series. Yeah. And then just things start falling apart.
That's what I'm saying. When people are like, you're going to like the show, it takes a little bit to get into.
It really does.
It takes like three. You want to get to season three, and then you're going to really get hooked. It's like, no. Yeah. The first episode, you're done. You want it. You want more.
Episode one, you want more. Episode two, you're fucking done.
You're done for. You're begging it for it to be over.
You're like, I remember episode one. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to call for today's mini bite. We truly hope you enjoy. Tune in next week. We get back to our movie reviews. We discuss and review The Breakfast Club, which is one of our favorite movies of all time. We're going to let you guess which person in this group loves this movie more than the rest. And following that, we're going to have another great mini bite episode for you. We're going to talk about one of my favorite television series of all time. Are You Afraid of the Dark? Woo! I am afraid of the dark. And I'm going to make a bold prediction to you, Sean.
Okay.
I don't think AJ ever watched Are You Afraid of the Dark because I think he was too scared.
I think that's a good prediction.
Okay.
You'll find out on your prediction when we get there.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here. Cue the music. See ya.
Deuces. Bye now.